Indeed, we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala day and night, always. We praise Him and we thank Him for endless blessings and favors that He bestowed upon us. One of the greatest blessings of Allah, and also one of the greatest signs of His mercy, is the month of Ramadan, particularly sending the Holy Quran in it, in a night which is better than 1,000 months that does not contain a night like it, Allah. So when you hear virtues and favors like these, you can't help yourself but just to pause and contemplate and thank you, Lord. Thank Allah from the bottom of your heart for guiding you to Islam, for enabling you, inshallah ta'ala, in a couple of days to witness the blessings, the endless blessings of Ramadan. But we also send peace and salutations upon His final Prophet and Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, without whom we would not know how to praise Allah. We wouldn't know how to thank Allah and for what. And if it wasn't the revelations of the Holy Quran, we wouldn't even know what happened to the previous generations, people before us. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to share all of that with us, a clear sign of His love and mercy and grace unto His creation. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ, in reference to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was sent nothing but a mercy unto the worlds. Scholars, Muslim scholars, are trying to figure out who actually benefits during the blessed month of Ramadan. What type of people? Believers, or is it true believers, or is it non-believers? Is it doubters, skeptics, who benefit most in the month of Ramadan? Is it maybe other creatures of Allah, and we don't fully recognize and understand? It seems that Ramadan is a blessing for all and everyone, by Allah's divine grace and wisdom. So indeed we praise Allah, and we thank Him, and we thank Him forever and ever. And we also send peace and salutations, salawat and salam, upon His final Prophet and Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But we also salute every true believer who carried the shahada, the shahadatain, you can say, the testimony of faith in their hearts, until the very last. Today is the 28th of Sha'ban, and we might have another day or two of this month. So we again follow the footsteps, the example of our beloved Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we pray to Allah to bless us, to give us barakah in what's left of this month of Sha'ban. Let us not undermine any moment of our life, any breath, any minute. Don't want to say day and night of Sha'ban. What's wrong with Sha'ban? The Prophet ﷺ clearly warned his companions, do not neglect this month. Make most of it. Make most of your life, is the message of every moment of your life. You won't have another moment like that. You have fixed number of days in your life. And once one of them is gone, it will never come back to you. Everybody knows this. And it is really breath that we have. Breathing in and out, inhaling, exhaling. And that's what you have. So with every breath of what's left, until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the tawfiq to witness the beautiful month of Ramadan, we need to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as much as possible. Thank Him and draw in devotion to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We shouldn't fast the last or second last day, That's the only exception I need to underline. But many other acts of worship you may perform, and of course, you are more likely to benefit more from the very moment that the blessed month of Ramadan kicks in. Listen to Sheikh Man last night. Maybe there are many people who actually neglect to some degree the very first night of Ramadan. Like, we haven't started fasting, we will start the next morning. But that night too is so blessed. It's so full of mercy and great, great beautiful gifts for everyone who is yearning towards us, to draw closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and yearning to meet their Lord pleased with them. So let us pray like that. But of course, I can't help myself but to speak in the words that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did. So, as Salman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, on the authority of Salman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed his Sahaba on the very last day of Sha'ban, telling them about Ramadan. Why? Because it is really the month of endless blessings and mercy and love. And how did he begin his sermon, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He said, "O people," and this, every year I read this, it makes me think, who is he addressing here? Like those shuyukh who are constantly addressing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in their speech and actions, but they are physically present among us, but they are with Allah. He's addressing all people. And maybe targeting those who probably need Ramadan most, more than anyone else. People who are yet to see the light of guidance. So may this blessed month of Ramadan be really the opportunity for those souls that have gone astray to come back to the right path. For those people who are so ignorant about the religion of Islam, let them learn something proper about Islam this Ramadan, so they draw closer to it. That's what he meant when he said, "O people," and he's not talking to Ya Abu Bakr, Ya Huzaifa, Ya Usama, Ya Uthman, Ya Ali, Ya Fatima, Ya Zainab, Ya Ruqay. He did not say like that. "O people," all of us are included in that statement. And what is it that you're going to hear next? قَدْ أَضَلَّكُمْ شَهْرٌ عَظِيمٌ. So much emphasis in his statement. Are you actually aware? Are you conscious that a very magnificent month is upon you? Has shadowed you? Is it before you? Literally. شَهْرٌ مُبَارَكٌ. And then he explains the term which we understand better. The thing that we all want and yearn for. We want barakah. We all have equal 24/7. Allah is just and fair. He gave each and every one of us more or less same faculties, same abilities, same amount of time every single day and night. But what you and I may not have at the same level is the barakah in our time, the barakah in our bodies, in our minds, in our abilities, in our faculties. Something is lacking. But that thing can be rectified. And the blessed month of Ramadan is a golden opportunity to do exactly that. To reinstall barakah in your life. To get rid of the things that you've been trying to get rid of for this last 11 months, since last Ramadan. This is your chance. How well will you do? What are you planning to do? Is a really good question. So of course, we understand it is indeed a magnificent month, a truly blessed month. And then the Prophet ﷺ singles out Laylatul Qadr. But we will leave the speech and explanation about its virtues and blessings closer to the time, because we believe, based on his own sayings, Laylatul Qadr happens in one of the odd nights during the last 10 nights of Ramadan. But he said so many other amazing things in his khutbah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I'll share with you just a couple of points. This one to me is really, really profound. And the more I contemplate over it, the more I like to carry out duties. The fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala obliged us, He asked us to do something, He commanded us to do something. And that is the quickest and the safest and the best path to Allah. He's basically paved the way for you and I. He already gave each and every one of us inclination towards good and bad. وَهَدَيْنَاهُ النَّجْدَيْنَ Allah created us and created us with that. And then He paved the path for you and I. O you who believe, fasting has been prescribed for you like it was prescribed to the nations before you. Not that you feel singled out and that you've been singled out with a particular burden. Ramadan should have never ever been seen as time of difficulty and burden and hard work, nor fasting should be seen like that. But He wants to tell you that fasting has always been around, and it was not an exercise of hunger and thirst or torture. No, there's a much more profound, deeper lesson, reason, wisdom in its prescription, in its duty and obligation. It's the best and quickest way for you and I to go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's the most powerful way of removing barriers that stand there, right there before you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can't see Allah's grace. You cannot feel His presence. You cannot see more or less any of His favors, but there are millions in you and around. But you can't, because you never tempted and tried to do something for Allah's sake alone. يَضَعُ طَعَامَهُ وَشَهْوَتَهُ مِنْ أَجْلِهِ He leaves food and drinks and other carnal desires for no other but for my sake. Therefore, fasting is mine, and I shall reward for you. This is how Allah spoke to us about fasting through His beloved Messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's why it's the best way. That's the road that you and I need to trot for the next 29 or 30 days, probably 30 this year. Inshallah, why not? Let's do 30 sometimes. Why are we so happy whenever Ramadan turns 29 days? I don't know. Probably trying to wake up. But Rumi said, put your nafs to sleep, put your body to sleep, that's Ramadan. Wake up your soul. That's what you are supposed to do. So really, my brothers and sisters, the fact that Allah has asked us and commanded us to do something which is the best thing for us, isn't that the kindest thing that anyone can do to us? Imagine your line manager telling you, do exactly this, it's best for you, your self-development, your job, your business, your institution, your family, your progeny, and the ummah at large, and the humanity at large. And you say like, but you are forcing me to do something. But just do it. Will you ever submit unconditionally? And obey. سَمِّعَنَا وَأَطَعَنَا We hear and we obey. We hear and we question and question again and question and we doubt and resist and we then turn away. Okay, we can do that as well. Many do that. But they shouldn't blame anyone else but themselves when they stand before Allah and 47 Ramadans they lived in their life, they never benefited once. Ya Allah, رَغِمَ أَنْفُمْ رِئِنٍ دَخَلَ عَلَيْهِ رَمَضَانَ The Prophet said, Woe be to the one upon whom Ramadan enters and doesn't make any difference. Comes and goes and again comes and goes. No difference. May Allah save us. May Allah open our eyes so that we see those blessings once and for all. This is the first point. And the second point is about fasting. Fasting, as I think our beloved Shaykh Abu Hakim said this once, I think I remember hearing him say it, but many others have said it too. Fasting is not about losing body weight. It is about losing the weight of our sins. Our sins are so heavy, my brothers and sisters. Burdensome, overwhelming, toxic. and about detaching yourself from your lower self, the ego, which is weighing you down. That is what's pulling you down. That's why it's called lower self. And dunya is called dunya because of that lower, the gravity. It's like trying to pull you down, bring you down, defame you, demolish you, crush you. Fasting helps you to elevate yourself. Like somebody also said wisely, it's a unique practice. It is a ritual act of worship that involves physical, emotional, and spiritual exercise. It's detoxification of your being. Yes, don't fast to lose weight. If you do lose some, you burn calories or fat cells. Good. Okay, alhamdulillah, it's a side benefit. But that's not why you're gonna fast. Please don't. You're gonna fast for a much loftier aim and objective this year. And that is to remove as many barriers as you can that are ritually there between you and Allah's mercy, between you and true repentance and forgiveness and blessings and grace. Lutf al-Ilahi. So please do that, and you shall see a changed self and the end of it. And question yourself a week or a month after Ramadan where you are. And how was the course that you took? How was the training that you underwent? Is it just a temporary change in ahwal, hal, ahwal? Or did you raise your maqam, a permanent station? Not a temporary state, a permanent station is called maqam. In what way and how? Did you get rid of any addiction? Did you get rid of any bad habit and develop some good ones? Maybe a couple. Alhamdulillah, next year another couple. And therefore you will, inshallah ta'ala, do exactly what the Quran wants you. Become more God conscious in Ramadan and after it. And become better human being. A better ambassador of Islam. A true representative of Allah on this beautiful أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم